Postmaster General John Potter said today that there are no guarantees that the mail delivered to homes is safe, but the risk is slim. The toll from anthrax continues to climb, and the White House announced that a remote mailroom has tested positive for anthrax spores. A Washington area hospital today confirmed that 5 additional postal workers have exhibited anthrax-like symptoms and are being treated pending test results. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did the postmaster say?
Well, he said, quote, people have to be aware of everything in their day-to-day life, and certainly, he said, mail in our system is threatened right now. He said the chances of being actually infected with the anthrax bacteria is very, very slim, but people should be careful and wash their hands when they handle the mail.
Now, yesterday, the White House raised some alarms about anthrax spores at an off-site mailroom. How serious is that?
At this point, it doesn't appear too serious. This mailroom is several miles away from the White House, and apparently investigators found a small amount of anthrax bacteria on a letter slitting machine. But they didn't find much, only about 500 spores, and you have to inhale a lot more than that to become sick.
And how is the president?
He says, quote, I don't have anthrax. But, you know, Bob, others haven't been so lucky. It was confirmed that 2 postal workers in Washington died from inhaled anthrax. 2 others are in serious condition. And then last night, a U.S. Postal Service repair facility in Topeka, Kansas was closed. That facility received equipment from mail centers on the East Coast that had tested positive for anthrax spores. A number of workers there reported flu-like symptoms, though we don't know yet if they have anthrax.
The FBI released copies of the letters that were sent to NBC, to Senate Majority Leader Daschle, and to the New York Post. What do they reveal?
Well, the 2 letters to NBC's Tom Brokaw and the editor of the New York Post are identical. They say this. This is next. Take penicillin now. I misspell penicillin. Death to America, death to Israel. Allah is great. Now, the letter to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle seems a bit more sinister. It says, quote, you cannot stop us. We have the anthrax. You die now. Are you afraid? Death to America, death to Israel. Allah is great. Now, I have to say, I've talked to a couple of profilers and forensic psychiatrists. They say that the letter to the media seems more benign, as if the sender is using the media to communicate a message but doesn't really want to harm the journalist. Take penicillin now. But the sender seems to want to harm the Senate Majority Leader. You die now. Are you afraid? And he, of course, represents the political power structure. Officials believe the letter was sent by the same person. All the 3 letters were sent by the same person. They're written in similar block letters with similar idiosyncrasies, like how the number 1 is written. So now the race is on to try to find the sender.
And how can they do that?
Well, investigators can go to the mail route in New Jersey, where a mail carrier was infected with cutaneous anthrax, and try to find identical writing by someone who lives on that mail route. Obviously, that's no guarantee. The sender may have disguised his or her handwriting. And, of course, people can mail a letter from a place that they don't live. The letter itself has some clues, probably not DNA. The letters were apparently taped shut, but investigators will look at other clues.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.